Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Rhino Ag. And this week we're going to hear from Mod 4 driver Dean Larson. We're also going to hear from Bob from Midwest Collision, John from Schott's Hardwood Floors, and Josh from Rhino Ag, right after a few words from our sponsor.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety, and Hinchman is committed to giving you the safety and best racing suit, along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Lou Fager's Racing in Delano, Minnesota is this area's authorized Rocket and Shaw Chassis Repair Shop, offering a full-service online store at fagersracing.com. Log on and join our email for updated newsletters and check out the LFRE Superstock, Modified, and Late Model Chassis, including all the IMCA and Wasota parts you need. Lou Fager's Racing has decades of experience in making fast drive drivers even faster. See them online at FaggersRacing.com or give them a call at 800-328-3618 and they'll get the parts you need, compliments of Lightning Lou.
Do you want your business or event to stand out? Don't purchase another boring batch of pens or refrigerator magnets. Blow your wedding guests or future customers away with a custom-made, unique gift from CS Customs. CS Customs has pricing to meet all budgets, and there is no order too large or small. If you're into cars, racing, or just looking for something unique, then you need to contact Chris Stangler at 612-965-0892 or see ChrisStanglersCustoms.com.
Transform your garage into an extension of your home with a custom-finished floor by Garage Force. No matter how you use your garage, Garage Force has you covered. American made. Backed by a lifetime warranty, our professionally installed industrial grade coatings will protect your garage from anything life throws at it and makes cleanup a snap. More importantly, it's the unbelievable feeling you get each time you use your dream garage. Visit us online at GarageForce.com.
Call Todd at 651-387-9213. That's 651-387-9213.
Hi, this is Jim Misgan here, and if you are an auto enthusiast like I am, you need to check out our website at Misgan.com. See all the parts and cars available in our U-Pullet lot, new arrivals, ready to part out, or we can locate those hard-to-find parts for you. Misgan Auto Parts in Ellendale and our other vintage lot down at Glenville, M2 Auto Parts, have been providing quality parts for you since 1972. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Misgan.com.
When you think of summertime in Minnesota, what is the first thing that comes to mind?
It's going to be hot, hot, hot.
Here at the Owatonna Auto Clinic, we say bring it on, because our trained technicians will get your vehicles ready for the heat, plus recharge your AC system for season-long comfort.
Contact your locally owned Owatonna Auto Clinic today and make sure you and your vehicle keep your cool this summer at 451-1950.
Hey, this is Dave from Severson Oil, VP Racing Fuels, and you're listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back to the Driver Segment here on The Dirt Show, and I've been looking forward to this interview all season long. I am joined by Mod 4 driver Dean Larson, and Dean, you were born in 1957. You grew up right during the muscle car era in the late 60s and early 70s. What do you remember most about growing up during that time period?
Well, I grew up in Wilmer, Minnesota, two blocks from the Kanduai County Fairgrounds. I know back in the day there was a lot of hot cars driving around, your 57 Chevys and your 61 Chevys. I know I had a buddy that had a 61, and then you got the old 69 Malibus, and then you had the 69 Camaros, and boy, it was quite an era, I tell you.
Boy, those 61 Impalas with the 348 were a hot setup.
Boy, my buddy had one of them.
Where is Pennock, Minnesota, if I'm even pronouncing it correctly? Is that by Litchfield?
No, Pennock is 7 miles west of Wilmer. It's the next town to Wilmer. Just a small little town, about 350 people. And I'm northeast of Pennock.
You work for Genio. That is a huge operation out in that region. What do you do for them?
I'm a building maintenance technician.
Now, does that allow you to get off of work for racing, or do you need to schedule vacation to get out to these events?
They know that when racing's around and it's time for the silver bullet to go, we got to go. We got vacation built up, and they know I work all winter long, 7 days a week. So when racing starts, it's time to race.
That's the way I feel also. November through March, let's do whatever we need to do indoors, but after that, it's a free-for-all.
Exactly. And they know that. They know the program that I'm on.
When did you purchase your first Mod 4, and why were you interested in running that division?
Well, actually, the way the story started, my oldest boy, Justin, and his buddy bought a car back in 2000, and they come home with this Mod 4, and I thought, what in the heck are you guys up to now? So I started tinkering around, helping them a little bit, and next thing you know, I'm hooked. That was in 2000. We raced it in Wilmer, Madison, and Alexandria the first year. And then my boy drove it in Madison, and I drove it in Wilmer and Alexandria. And it wasn't the fastest car around. We were kind of a learning experience. So then this year I said, let's get a little bit faster car. So we sold that car. It was kind of a crazy story selling that car. Some kids from Alec got so excited they bought the car. They forgot to chain it to the trailer, and on their way back to Alec, they took a curve, and the car flew off the trailer and rolled end over end out in a cornfield and totaled it out. So that was the first car. Then the second car we bought was a little bit faster car, but still it wasn't real fast. And we kind of got a little bit more experience with the second year. And then I gave that car to my boy, and then I bought another car, and that's when I really got serious. The first night I bought that car, I won the Fall Classic in Wilmer. I never drove it before in my life, and I won the Fall Classic in Wilmer. So that was hooked right then. That was in 2002. And after that, it was just wide open.
Before your son had dragged that first Mod 4 home, had you ever been involved with racing or enduros or demolitions or anything at that point?
Oh, yeah. I'd raced back in. My dad gave us a 63 Chevy to me and my buddies back in early 70s, and it was his old work car. And he said, why don't you guys make this into a race car? So that's what we did. We tore it apart, and my buddy's uncle farmed right north of Wilmer, so we hauled it out to his farm, and he had an old Forney welder out in his granary. Of course, you know, nothing fancy, but we got it all cobbled together. I welded it in when I was 14 years old, and we were too young to drive the car, so my buddy had an uncle that was a racer, so he said, why don't you drive it till we get old enough to race it? So he drove it for 2 years, and that gave us some time to kind of fine-tune the car, and when I turned 16, and I took over the wheel, and that was a 59 Chevy. And the first year, in 1975, I got fifth point man out of about 60 street stocks in Wilmer. So that was kind of fun, the first year out there, you know. Pretty interesting.
Explain what the basis is for a Mod 4 engine, and how does the rest of the Mod 4 differ from a regular B Mod or an A Mod?
Well, that Mod 4, we run 2300cc Ford engines in them, and they're basically a 2x2 square tubing frame with a roll cage on them, and the front clip is out of a Mustang 2 or a Pinto, and the rear ends are either out of a, like a Mustang, we got the Ford 8-inch, it's similar to the Ford 9-inch where it unloads from the front, and then we also have the 6 3/4 rear end, which is out of the smaller cars like your Pintos and your Mustang 2s and that kind of stuff. That's about 35 pounds lighter than the 8-inch, so me and my son Tyler, we run that rear end once in a while, otherwise I run the 8-inch mostly.
And that is the old block out of the Pinto or the Ford Ranger, and you're just cranking that thing up.
Yep. We got to keep them, you know, we can't run too wild with it. We can bore them out, and we can grind the cranks, and we can play in the heads a little bit, but we got to run stock rods. We can't run any illegal crankshaft. We got to have a stock crank, and we got to have the valves got to be a certain size, you know, and we can run, if we run the 500 Holley, we got to run a restrictor plate. So we're kind of limited on, you know, they're all under 200 horse, but yet they go like, they really fly.
I know you were telling me that at one event you were at, the Mod 4s were actually running the same lap times as the A-Mod because you were basically flat-footing it all the way around the track.
Yep, several different times at different tracks. We've had the same times as the A-Mod, which is three times the horse that we got, which is pretty amazing because we can flat-foot them and they got to burp them in the corner, you know, and we can just hold her to the floor and just fly her on a track. So it's pretty amazing when you can have a little four-cylinder engine and you keep up with these big, hot modifieds that are all souped up and a lot of horsepower. It's pretty amazing. That's what makes it so fun, I think, is you got this little motor, and you're just as fast as the big boys.
What caught my attention with the Mod 4s is the sound. It just gives you goosebumps when they come past the grandstand.
Yeah, the sound of that Mod 4, when she's whistling, I'll tell you what, it's nothing like it. It makes your hair stand up in your neck, especially if you're in the lead, wide open.
In 2000, you towed down to a track that's very close to my hometown, Chateau Speedway. And the funny thing you said is that was the first track that when you pulled down on the racetrack, there was fenced-in cattle right next to where you went onto the racetrack.
Yeah, I come pulling in there, and I thought, okay, it looks like we're in the middle of a pasture because I couldn't really see the track. It kind of overlooks a river bottom. And then when I finally drove through the pasture and got close to the racetrack, I thought, okay, here's the go-kart track. Now where's the real track? Here that was the track. It was just a small little bull ring right along the river bottom. Really a cute setup.
How did that night go for you?
Well, I had a brand new engine in, and the car was really fast, and I busted a radiator clamp, and the hose blew off, and I overheated, so it was pretty frustrating. But I guess that's the way it goes. That's racing. You know, one bad clamp can wreck the whole night.
And the funny thing about that whole story is you were actually going to continue on a three-night event. You were going to go over to Deer Creek Speedway and then head over to Dodge County Speedway in Casson. And you did make it back to Dodge County Speedway in 2001 for a race of champions. How did that night go? Because that's a very historic track down here.
Yeah, that was a fun night. I mean, I remember we were really flying around. I can't remember what place I got. I think I got about an eighth in the feature or something like that, eighth or ninth. But that was a blast. There was a lot of cars down there at that time, and it was a fun experience.
Dean, you have also towed over to Duluth and run at Superior Speedway. What is that track like from a driver's perspective?
That track is so tacky. It's got this red clay on it. And after running one night of racing there, I had red clay stuck to my car for 3 years. That stuff sticks like tar on your car. It's unbelievable. And fast, that was one of the fastest tracks I think I've ever raced on. That was a fun track to race.
Fans can see the Mod 4 of Dean Larson at Granite City Speedway, Ogilvie Raceway, and Princeton Speedway. You picked up a win at Princeton on June 21st. Walk us through that night and how that whole evening went.
The night started out with a makeup feature, and Cliff Sasker is the track promoter here. He just put brand new clay on that track, and I have never seen clay with traction like that. I got the old Mod 4 wound up, and I put it on the high bank, and I was yodeling. I spanked him. I won that night, and then we had the regular feature, and I come back, and I got second in regular feature, and I almost won that. A couple more laps, I was coming. I could have swept both features. That was a fun night. That new clay on that track was unbelievable.
When you've got the car running like that, I'm sure you hate for the race weekend to come to an end.
Exactly. It was a brand new motor. I just put it in a Halls racing engine, just put that fresh motor in and did that thing yodel. It was fun. She really was a howling. And I hit the setup perfect. You know, when you hit that perfect setup with a brand new motor, it really makes it fun. Because you got power to burn, the car handles good. The more power you got, the better the car handles. If your motor's struggling, so does your car.
How and when did you get the nickname the Silver Bullet?
Well, back in the day, well, I suppose it was back in about 2005, somewhere in there, I talked to Coors Light to see if they'd sponsor me. Well, they weren't real crazy about it, but being my car was that shiny silver, they kind of said, well, we'll give you a little bit, but they were kind of way off to their distributorship was way up by Monticello, and they weren't real gung-ho about it. So I put the Silver Bullet on the side, and then I put that train, you know, like their commercial used to be, they had that train deal going through the mountains. So I put that behind my number and then the Silver Bullet on there, and I guess I've been that ever since.
I could tell from the start when I spoke to you on the phone that this was going to be a great interview. You have an infectious, positive attitude, and I think the picture of you riding through the pits on that fat tire bike waving to everybody just says a lot about who you are at the track and how much fun you have.
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. I love that bike. I tell you what, that bike is the best thing I've ever bought. It keeps you in shape. You know, I do so much driving around the country. You get so stiff just sitting in the pickup driving where you can get out on that bike and it exercises your entire body, your ankles, your knees, your hips, your shoulders, your back. Everything gets loosened up. And it's the best thing you can get for a track. I can't believe I'm the only guy driving around on a bike.
In 2018, you were the Mod 4 track champion at Ogilvie Raceway. Talk about some of the season highlights you take away from that accomplishment last season.
Well, Ogilvie, without a doubt, is one of the toughest tracks to race at. It's the competition there in all the classes is unbelievable. If you can win a track championship at Ogilvie Speedway, that says a lot because it's just the competition there is unbelievable. Every class, all the way through the from the Mod 4 to the A Mod, B Mod, Super Stock, everybody. It's tough as nails. So to win the track championship at Ogilvy, I'd say that's quite a big deal. And I won it twice.
What do you think is the key to keeping the Mod 4 division very alive in your area? Because it seems like Princeton, Granite City Speedway, Ogilvy Raceway, there's a great group of drivers right now, and they all are very good and consistent.
Well, I think right now we've got a lot of dads in the racing. Their sons are starting to drive now, like my son Tyler. You know, me and him have been racing together for quite a few years, and I think it's catching on to a lot of the other dads are talking their sons into getting into this Mod 4 class, which I think is really neat because it's been a good experience for me and my son to be racing together. You know, and we can go out and race 2-3 nights a week together, and my grandson, Axel, he just loves it. And I think a lot of dads are looking at our situation and say, hey, them Larson boys are having a blast. We should do that. And they're getting a lot of their sons involved now. And I think the Mod 4 class is really getting rejuvenated now because I see a lot of younger guys coming into the class, and their dads are also in the class. So I think that's a good thing. It's a good deal.
Do you think your grandson, Axel, will soon be in a go-kart or a Hornet?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. As soon as he wants one, we're going to have him in a go-kart or whatever he wants to drive. But he gets pretty fired up. He's like 5 right now, and he's pretty fired up at them races. He loves it.
You are currently 3rd in points at Ogilvy Raceway, only 16 points out of the lead, 3rd in points at Granite City Speedway, and 2nd in points at Princeton. You're having a very consistent season.
That's been a pretty good season so far. And I've been doing a few little testing on the car this year, so I think I've got it figured out now what I want to do. And we're getting her dialed in here, and I think the second half of the season is going to be really good. I had a cracked sleeve in number 4 cylinder earlier in the year, and I was kind of struggling there for a while, and I finally found the problem there, and we got the new motor in, and now with the new motor, it really seems to be working good. So I think we're on the uphill swing.
Well, Dean, if you're just feeling like you're just getting going for the season, the rest of the guys better watch out because you are currently sitting 2nd in National with Soda Mod 4 points right now.
Yep. Yeah, I like where I'm sitting right now, and I the second half of the season, it's like 2 years ago when I won the national championship, I had my whole year was really good. It, especially the second half, it seemed like I really got hot in the second half, and that's when you got to get hot. You got to get hot that second half. And that's when you can make your run because it seems like a lot of the guys start tiring out or they get a little bit sick of racing or whatever they do, but you got to be tough that second half. That's when you can get her done.
You do have to be tough because you guys have to put in a lot of shows to make those national points.
Yep. Yeah, the most shows I ever put in 1 year was 97. I think that's a record. You run 97 shows, you know you've been racing for the summer.
You probably slept good in November.
Oh, yeah, I think I slept. I was like a bear. I think I slept half of November. I just, once deer hunt was over, I slept the rest of the month.
Have you raced at North Central Speedway in Brainerd this season?
Yeah, we've raced there 3 times, I believe. See, what I do, it's Ogilvy. Ogilvy and Brainerd are the same night. So if Ogilvy has the night off or they have a sprint car special, then we go to Brainerd. So it's worked out good. We've got to rotate back and forth a little bit, so I like that.
What's your favorite track you've ever driven?
Without a doubt, Glen Rock, Wyoming. I'm 6-0 in Glen Rock, Wyoming. I was never beat on that track. In my national championship year, I had 4 wins there. That track, it got sold. Now, the guy that owned it died, and they sold it. The kids inherited it, and they sold it to some private company, and it's no longer a track anymore. But that was, without a doubt, my favorite track, Glen Rock, Wyoming.
Keeping this car ready to go every single week and to make 97 events in one single season, you don't do that all by yourself, do you?
It's a one-man show, all by myself. Yeah, switching motors, switching trannies, switching rear ends, keeping the trailer going, keeping the truck running, it's a lot of stuff to keep going. It ain't just a race car. You got to keep the trailer in shape. You got to keep tires in shape on a trailer. You got to keep wheel bearings. You got to keep your pickup running. You got to have the oil change in your pickup. You got to have everything. I mean, people that run 97 shows can't believe about how much work it is. It's a lot of work.
And from a fan standpoint, you don't realize that you could lose a national championship by your hauler breaking down on the way to the last race and you can't get those points.
Exactly. That happened to me one time in Bemidji. I had the Bemidji Speedway track champion in the bag and I was ready to take off. And my pickup, I turned the key and it was stone dead. I didn't know what was going on. The battery was fine. It was just a glitch. 2 hours later, I go back out and try it. Started right up. But it's 189 miles from my place of Bemidji, and there's no way I could make it after, you know, with a 2-hour late start. So it cost me the track championship that year. So that's how touchy it is.
What are your goals for the remainder of the 2019 season?
Well, I'd like to, like you said earlier, I'm in good shape in all the tracks for a track championship. I'd like to win a couple track championships, and I'd like to end up in at least the top three in national points. I know it's going to be tough. There's a couple guys that have had some awful good years so far, and in order to win it, you got to have top-notch shows the rest of the season if you're going to win it, because there's a lot of guys that are having pretty good seasons, and it's not an easy thing to win because a couple guys can get hot and they can run away with it.
Dean, I hope to get to see you at the Topless Nationals at Ogilvy. That is always a cool way to end the season, and what a great event they put on.
Oh, that was awesome. Last year they had 212 cars for the final race of the year. The place was packed tight, and that is an awesome, awesome final race of the year. I mean, it was 32 degrees, colder than the Dickens, but people come out, and the fans come out, the cars come out. When you can end up a season with 212 cars at a speedway as classy as Ogilvy, that's a fun show. That's a fun way to end the season.
And as a fan, if you don't get excited when Noah's 200 cars pull on the track with their roofs off so you can see the drivers inside and the fireworks start going off in the middle of the track, if that doesn't excite you, nothing will.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it's quite a weird feeling driving around that track with them bright lights shining right in through the roof, you know, because there's nothing there. It's kind of a weird feeling racing with no roof on when you're used to being kind of tucked underneath it all season, and all of a sudden you're right out in the air, especially at that time of the year. It's pretty cool in there, too.
Dean, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show. I've been looking forward to this interview, like I said, all season long, because I know the type of guy you are. Good luck throughout the rest of the season. I'll be watching you at the track points and in the national points, and thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
You bet. I appreciate you giving me the chance to talk to you. It has been a lot of fun.
If your classic isn't so classic, bring it into Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We can fix the upholstery, the carpet, replace the sagging headliner, make your old car look new again, make your seats comfortable again. Whether it's a classic car, work truck, boat, or anything else that moves, we can fix the upholstery and make your ride like new. And we work on convertibles. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
Mastel Brothers Trailer Service Incorporated has many new and used trailers for sale and offer nationwide delivery, along with the area's largest supply of used trailer parts. Need service? Mastel Brothers Trailer Service has a 20-bay service center ready to service, repair, or upgrade your trailer. Mastel Brothers Trailer Service, this area's authorized 3M dealer, can make your trailer more visible for added safety. Contact Mark Daniels at 651-639-9017 or visit mastelbrothers.com and browse through their website to learn more about their products and services.
You're coming out of turn four and heading to the checker flag. You can feel your engine pulling for all it's worth. Is it worthy of winning a championship? Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service in Rochester. We spent decades building racing engines for some of the biggest names in Minnesota racing history, including Jason Cummins, national championship winning engine in 2017. If you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood, call us at Byers Engine Service in Rochester today at 507-282-5586. The rest of the car is up to you. We'll take care of the horsepower.
The Mastel Brothers Touring Series is an exciting new traveling non-wing sprint car series that is teamed up with the Wyndham-based National Sprint League to bring you an exciting, action-packed 14-race schedule across the area. Tracks include Jackson Motorplex, Chateau Speedway, Princeton Speedway, Ogilvy Raceway, and St. Croix Speedway. The series aims to grow non-wing sprint car racing in the Midwest and allows drivers to compete for the Touring Championship while also competing for the Jackson Motorplex NSL Championship. Find out how to partner with this great new series or see the full schedule on Facebook at Mastel Brothers Touring Series.
Hauling can be hard on you and your horse. Smooth out the ride with a shocker hitch.
We use Air Ride technology to take the bump and the jerk out of towing.
Right now you can get the Gooseneck Surge Model Shocker Hitch for just $7.99 and try it at no risk for 30 days.
If you don't feel the difference immediately, I'll buy it back. No questions asked.
Visit ShockerHitch.com for the complete product line and video of the Shocker Hitch in action. Shocker Hitch, a smoother ride for you and your horse, guaranteed.
Extreme! Extreme! Powder coating! Have you ever wondered what to do with that worn-out patio furniture or railing? How about your trailers, brush guards, even your rims? Have Extreme Powder Coating sandblast your items to perfection and apply the most durable metal finishing in the industry. Custom powder coating colors are available. Looks like paint, acts like armor.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on the Dirt Show, and it is always a great day when I'm over at Midwest Collision in Faribault, Minnesota. And Bob, have you and your staff got out to some racing events this season? I know how much you and your body shop staff enjoy going out to these events, but you're also extremely busy right now too.
No, unfortunately, we haven't made it to anything yet this year. I'm hoping this weekend, 4th of July weekend, to get to a couple races, and the weather cooperates, we'll definitely get there.
Here at Midwest Collision, I mentioned you are extremely busy, and I always say the sign of a great business is when you're very busy, because even if you do have to wait a little bit to get into those people, there's obviously a reason for you being busy.
Yeah, we got enough going on. Generally been about 4 to 5 weeks out for the last year here. Just try to take care of our people and hope they come back, and we appreciate everybody's patience that do wait for the repairs to get done.
Bob, as the owner of Midwest Collision, you could be sitting up here in front, answering phones, doing other things, but you still enjoy the hands-on process yourself. You're a body guy through and through, and you like being back there in the shop, working on everything with everybody else.
Yep, definitely. Unfortunately, you have to keep the paperwork moving up front and take care of your people. And without that, you don't have the work in the back. But yeah, I definitely would rather be in the back all the time, but unfortunately I can't. But do a little bit of both and it kind of evens out at the end of the day.
Full service collision repair. Bob, I have to tell you, looking at some of the before and after pictures on your website, wow, some of those vehicles you end up starting with are messed up.
Yep, some of them get hit pretty good. Fortunately, we've been doing this a long time, so it's not a big deal to get everything all replaced on it and make it look like it did before it got hit.
At what point is a vehicle determined totaled? And how and when is that decision made? Because I know I look at some of the vehicles and I think, man, that would be a project to dig into, but obviously they are repairable.
Most of the time, the threshold is up to the insurance company, getting anywhere from 70, 80, 90% of the value. Depends upon the age of the vehicle as well. When we're writing the estimate, we get to a certain percentage on our computer system. We pretty much hand over to the insurance company, and then they have the final decision.
The other thing I like about Midwest Collision, you'll take as much time as needed to finish the job correctly and also make it as good as new.
Yep, we don't want our people coming back with any errors or anything, so we try to get it right the first time.
Another thing you have an amazing talent for is paint touch-up. To fix minor damage or blend paint so it's completely undetectable, there is a real talent with that.
Yep, you gotta take your time, look at your different variances of colors and see which one's the best and go with that and blend your color out and clear your panels and make sure everything looks right. And we also have sun guns that we use that kind of give us an idea what it's supposed to look like outside. That way when we're inside or if it's a cloudy day, we can match it up the best as possible.
You also have a large amount of deer hits. Everywhere we travel, we see deer laying along the road. I don't know what it is this year, but they are out.
Yeah, there's definitely no shortage of deer population. I don't have any answer to that one either. It's hard to say, you know, but it's a good problem for us.
Should be a good hunting season for anybody deer hunting this fall.
Maybe some of the hunters can't shoot anymore. Maybe that's a problem.
Hail damage. We have also seen a lot of that around our area, and some of it's been severe. How do you determine if a body panel can be salvaged or if it is a complete replacement when it comes to hail?
Most of the time it's the size of the dents or how many dents are on that panel. Dollar and cents wise, how much it's going to cost a PDR to replace it. Kind of even your options out that way. Ultimately, at the end of the day, PDR is a good way to go. You keep the factory paint and everything on there, which is always a good thing, and we've never had any issues with it.
Do you do that right here at Midwest Collision?
We can get everything taken care of here. I have two companies that I sublet out to. Actually, they're just two independent guys that will come and help us out anytime we need help.
Midwest Collision also does large commercial truck body work, which is kind of rare to find a place that'll do that.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have a big stall in the back of my shop here where I can fit in a pretty big truck and stuff.
Another photo I have to comment on your website is the old green Impala with the vinyl top and the fender skirts. to reproduce that factory color and do the job that you did on that, that's pretty cool. And what I'm finding is there are fewer and fewer body shops that will tackle that vintage stuff for the guys.
Yeah, we'll do maybe one a year. With all the collision we have, it's kind of tough to work it in, and we're kind of short on staff right now too, so that makes it kind of tough. But yeah, I still like the old cars, and fortunately the insurance work pays a little bit better, so you kind of got to do that as well.
The other one you did a great job on was that beautiful GTO that came in primer, and you finished it up. That looked really, really nice.
Yeah, pretty. You don't see many of them around anymore.
You've got to be proud to drive down the road and recognize some of your customers' vehicles and know what it looked like when you got it and what it came out with when it's done.
Yeah, that's about the best reward about this whole job is bringing something in that doesn't look all good and make it look pretty again. I really enjoy that part of it.
Bob, if they'd like to find out more about Midwest Collision here in Faribault and get great customer service just like I have, what's the best way to do that, Bob?
You can call us at 507-332-2434. We're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays by appointment only. Otherwise, our website is MidwestCollisionFaribault.com.
Bob, as always, thank you for being with us here on The Dirt Show, and we hope to see you out at the races soon.
Thank you, Clayne. Thanks for everything you do for us and all us dirt racing fans. Appreciate it.
Gilland Enterprises is your local distributor of Justice Brothers car care products. Justice Brothers products are manufactured for industrial, agricultural, heavy equipment, and automotive equipment. Their high-quality products are used by today's top racing teams. Justice Brothers products reduce breakage, downtime, and increase machinery reliability, life, and performance, which increases your profits. This family-owned America's brand for quality products has provided additives, lubricants, and cleaner to automotive enthusiasts, racers, truckers, industries, and farmers for more than 80 years. Contact Gilland Enterprises, your local Justice Brothers car care products distributor today at 952-934-7354 or visit our website at justicebrothers.com. Go with a winner. Gilland Enterprises and Justice Brothers.
The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Salute to Champion A.J. Ford exhibit is currently on display inside a museum through October 1st. Stop by the museum anytime, 7 days a week, to see the real, authentic race cars that A.J. Foyt drove during his illustrious career, including two of the Indy Roadsters he raced during the Indy 500. Plus, we'll have Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt commemorative posters and T-shirts available inside our museum store, plus a full-length video on A.J. Foyt's career playing in our second-floor movie theater. Also, while you're with us, check out all of the new 2019 Sprint Car T-shirts and merchandise inside our museum store. That's our Salute to Champion A.J. Foyt exhibit on display now at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame. And don't forget to visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win a brand new torch red 2019 Z06 Corvette, which will be given away Saturday night, August 10th. During this year's NOS Energy Drink Knoxville Nationals.
Fast Shafts has been producing drive shafts for late models, modifieds, dirt trucks, stock cars, and hobby stocks since 1992. Fast Shafts, the official drive shaft for the U.S. MTS and USRA, and title sponsors for the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Race and IMCA Super Nationals, support the sport of circle track racing throughout the USA. To get the power from your motor to the tires, run with a proven winner today with the number one choice in carbon fiber, steel, chrome moly, and aluminum drive shafts. Call Fast Shafts today. Made by racers for racers. 800-622-6617.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for cheap imitations. Buy Rhino. Building the best since 1934. Pull what the pros pull. A Rhino. Check out the full line at rhinoag.com. Rhino Ag is excited to announce their sponsorship of Jimmy Owens for the 2019 Lucas Oil Late Model Series. Follow Jimmy on Facebook at Jimmy Owens Racing Updates or online at jimmyowens20.com.
When it comes to buying the parts that will put your race car in victory lane, all you want to know are the facts. Fact: Aero Racing wheels can be seen on dirt and asphalt tracks across the nation. Fact: Aero Racing wheels have become the largest premier racing wheel supplier desire by supplying quality and durability at an affordable price. Fact, the Arrow 59 Series wheel has won more Monster Energy NASCAR, Xfinity, and Gander Outdoors Truck Series races than all other brands combined. As a matter of fact, if you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
For over 40 years, winning drivers have relied on VP Racing Fuels to optimize performance. Now get the same benefit with VP Pro-Grade Full Synthetic Oil and High Performance Lubricants. VP's goal was to develop a best-in-class racing oil that offers world-class cutting-edge technology, enhanced durability and wear protection from the street to the track. VP's got you covered with the next generation performance.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by John Schott from Schott's Hardwood Floors. And John, I always look forward to talking with you, and you are the owner of Schott's Hardwood Flooring. But more important to the race fans and the listeners, you are the father of number 69, Lucas Schott. Lucas has more than 60 modified wins plus 11 very hard-to-come-by USMTS feature wins, and he also works for Schott's Hardwood Floors. How is Lucas's 2019 racing season coming along?
Thanks for having me on to begin with. That's a question that's kind of hard to answer. We've started out a little bit strong. We had a good run down at Humboldt Speedway early in the season. We were running third place and ended up going out of the feature with a flat tire. And then we actually purchased an older car back that we used to own from a guy and put that car back together and went out and won the very first night in that car. But since then, we've kind of been struggling a little bit. Not sure why, just things haven't been clicking. The business at work, Schott's Hardwood Floors, has been very busy at work, and I think that has a lot to do with we just haven't had 100% commitment to the racing program this year, so we're just a little bit behind the eight ball. And with Lucas getting married in September, that also takes a lot of financial planning and effort, so we're just plugging away.
John, the first thing I look for in someone who is going to do work at my house is their rating. And Schott's Hardwood Flooring has a 5.0 rating, plus it's owned by a racing family. Now that's a win-win in my book for everyone that wants to do business with you.
Sure, appreciate that. Yeah, we're just a very small company. Honestly, there's only four employees, and one of them being my son. And my youngest son, Levi, is 15. He's been helping us this summer also. I guess 20 years ago when I started a business, it was a family dream to start a family business and have it be a family business. And so far, hoping the boys someday want to take it over and they can make a living with their family doing the same thing.
You also provide a green product. Many people don't think about it when they make the purchase, but the companies that you buy from are constantly planting trees to replace the ones that they cut down to make the flooring.
Correct. Most of our solid flooring that we install, it's honestly the most green product that you can actually put in. Most people don't understand that, but if you just keep replanting trees, if the mills are responsible and for every tree that's cut, another tree is planted, it's actually the most green product that you can put in is the solid flooring. Engineered floors, pre-finished floors, anything that spends more time in the factory, it's not as green of a product. And we carry both. We do a lot of the engineered and pre-finished floors, but still the most green product is the actual true hardwood flooring.
Product choices. You carry a wide variety of wood products. When I think of floors, I think of pine and oak, but you provide much more than that. And you also carry the top flooring brands available on the market.
Yes, we try to carry the best quality products available. Wood flooring is what we do, and it's all we do. There's a lot of cheaper, less quality materials out there, but we carry a wide variety that allows us to install flooring over concrete slabs. Patio homes or townhomes with concrete slabs have become way more popular, and then we can float floors over a foam pad, or we can glue them to the concrete. LVP tile, luxury vinyl planking, has become more popular. We also carry a couple lines of that product. You always have to have price comparisons, but also just different options for them.
Schott's Hardwood Flooring also specializes in both residential and commercial.
Yes, we do. Mostly what we do is residential. very limited to our commercial, probably just because of our manpower. We've been so busy with the residential. What you find, too, in a lot of the commercial settings is their businesses that are remodeling shut down. They need us nights and weekends, and it's hard to accommodate both schedules with a smaller company.
Another factor to consider when you're choosing flooring, long-lasting, it will actually last the lifetime of your home, and it also increases the value of your property when you go to sell it.
Yes, that's very true. We do hear from most of our realtors that we deal with. You'll see it in every home listing. If it has real wood floors, it'll be listed as wood flooring. It increases the value to your home. And that's very true as far as the lifetime of your home, because we've refinished a lot of homes that were built back in the 1800s, and the original flooring is still in the home, and we're still able to go in there and refinish them floors.
Something else you provide is a quality product installed correctly and also at a competitive price. Because of your small business, family run, you are able to keep your overhead low.
Yes, we do have a low overhead. We share some showroom space with Ladle Tile in Rochester. There's three businesses under one roof: Mill Creek Carpet, Ladle Tile, and Schatz Hardwood Floors. So by sharing some space together and renting together, we're able to work together on a lot of projects, and it keeps everybody's costs lower.
20 years in business, that also comes with experience you can pass on to the customers when they're making flooring decisions.
Yes, it's amazing. As long as you've been doing anything that you do, actually I've been in business for myself 20 years, but been doing flooring work for 30. And there's still days I'm still learning. There's truth to your statement that with the experience, you can educate your customers. But I, as a little side joke, I will also admit that sometimes with the internet, customers sometimes know more about new products than I do.
Based out of Chatfield, Minnesota, you cover Olmsted County. And what other part of the state do you work in?
We're based out of Chatfield. We travel probably within about an hour radius. We'll go north. We do a lot of work in Zumbro Falls. Down south, we go to Decorah, Iowa. We have done jobs in Minneapolis. We seem to get over to the river towns, Lake City, Wabasha, Red Wing, Winona. And then far west, as we do quite a bit of jobs in Albert Lea and Austin.
John, you take great pride in your work and offer free estimates. What is the best way to find out more about Schatz Hardwood Flooring?
You can always give us a call. Our office line is area code 507-867-0081. We do have a Facebook account, or you can look us up online at schatzhardwoodfloors.com.
John, you've got a lot going on with the business and also the wedding coming up in September, but I hope to see you out at the races sometime this summer, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show.
All right, absolutely, and thanks for having me.
Come on, kids, let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Only Powerlift has been building hydraulic doors continuously since 1992, longer than anyone else in the industry. Only Powerlift provides local manufacturing, sales, and service throughout North America, giving you confidence in knowing we will always be there when and where you need us. Only Powerlift installs each and every door, making your project hassle-free from start to finish. Only Powerlift has the best warranty in the industry. So what hydraulic door should you buy? Only Powerlift. Contact us today at 507-374-9306.
Why does World of Outlaw sprint car driver David Gravel use Walker Performance Filtration Systems?
We use Walker Performance Filtration Systems because it keeps the dirt out of our engines, making our engine builders happy, and we did not have one engine failure last year throughout the whole World of Outlaw season, and they perform great on the dyno, and they translate that to the racetrack.
See WalkerPerformanceFiltration.com or call them at 818-252-7788.
Why would you use anything but the latest technology and packaging when it comes to shipping your business products? Hi, this is Ryan.
Here at Foamcraft Packaging, we provide a complete line of packaging materials, including foam products, pallets, crates, corrugated boxes, and much, much more. See all of our different packaging options at foamcraftpackaging.com or call toll-free 1-844-655-2365. That's 844-655-2365.
Welcome back to our special segment brought to you by Rhino Ag, and I am joined by Josh. And Josh, some big news. You had a chance to try out for the U.S. archery team. How'd that go?
Well, it was actually the Team USA 3D Nationals. I'm in the compound divisions. It was a blast. I got an opportunity to shoot with some of the best guys in the world and shot some of the best archery that I've shot in a while. Had a few mistakes, but they take the top three, and I finished seventh or eighth in that spot. So a few spots shy, but anytime you get an opportunity to represent your country, and for my love of archery, it was great. I couldn't complain.
On the last interview, we talked about some of the Rhino Ag hay equipment, and now we're going to talk about getting that hay out of the field and back to your farm. And the ACG-10 is a cool unit.
Yeah, for the hay producers out there that are interested in small square bales, it's been a pain for years. You had to have so many pieces of implements to be able to get it out of the field once you got it baled, or you had to summon the help of young hands to go out there and pick up into the thousands of bales. And this ACG-10 makes it so much easier, because now not only are you picking them up, but you're able to stack them in a nice, neat form on the trailer, so that when you get to the barn, you can use the same tool, take those stacks directly off, and restack it right into the barn. So it's kind of a one-stop shop for handling hay once it hits the ground in the small square bales.
The other convenient piece of Rhino Ag equipment is this MBS Mega Bale Splitter.
Yeah, it's a game changer for large livestock producers that are feeding a lot. Either net wrap or some type of twine, you've got to be able to split that bale, and you got to be able to maintain that net wrap or maintain that twine. And that's where the MBS shines. Whether you're putting it in a tub grinder, mixing something else, add it into your hay, or just splitting it and putting it into feeder rings, you can split that bale perfectly. You can pick the bale up, carry it where you need to, and at the end of the day, you're retaining the net wrap. And by being able to do that, you've got the chance to keep your livestock healthy and not cost any lives by them ingesting it.
Josh, if they'd like to find out more about these great time-saving and back-saving pieces of equipment from Rhino Ag, what's the best way to do that?
As always, you can visit rhinoag.com. That's R-H-I-N-O-A-G.com. There's a dealer locator link on there. If you'd like to see the YouTube videos or our Facebook page, Instagram, we're always posting new content. So come check us out at rhinoag.com.
Josh, thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Napa Know How.
How does Napa bring you the best deals on things like an Evercraft 26-piece screwdriver set with storage rack? The old switcheroo. Take the regular price, $41.99, switch around the digits, and wham, now just $14.99. Grab your Evercraft screwdriver set for $14.99 before the price switcheroos back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/19.
Coles Electric in Owatonna is there, whether it's a small or large project, with state-of-the-art technology ensuring a professional job will be done every time. Coles Electric services include new construction, design and build, lighting design and installation, remodel work, high voltage, and PLCs. Coles other services include generator sales, security systems, infrared cameras, directional boring systems, underground trenching, plowing, cable location, vacuum excavation, pole setting, boom truck, and 24-hour on-call emergency service. That's Coles Electric in Owatonna. Licensed, bonded, insured, and offering free estimates.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Thursday night, June 27th, kicked off the 41st AGCO Jackson Nationals In the 305 Wing Sprint Car 20 Lap A Main, Jake Martins over Bill Johnson. And in the 410 Winged World Outlaw 30 Lap A Main, it was Brad Sweet over David Gravel. Night 2 of the Jackson Nationals on Friday night, June 28th, in the 20-lap Wing Sprint Car 305 A-Main, Bill Johnson over John Lamberts. And in the World of Outlaw 410 Wing Sprint Car 30-lap A-Main, Carson Macedo over Darren Pittman. And the Night 3 finale of the 41st Annual Jackson Nationals in the 305 Wing Sprint Car 20-lap A-Main, John Lamberts over Caleb Johnson. And in a 410 Wing Sprint Car World Outlaw A Main, Brad Sweet over Donnie Schatz. I-94 Speedway was racing last Friday night, June 28th, in the 20-lap A-Mod feature event. It was Dan Ebert over Dustin Bitson. In the B-Modifieds, Matt Baker over Jason Hoffman. In the Dirt Late Models, Don Shaw over Jeff Wildung. In the Economy Late Models, Ben Wolden over Brad Staples. In the Hornets, Zach Hort over Casey Stremick. And in the Street Stocks, Dave Moss over Ryan Sader. It was also Dirt Show Night at Chateau Speedway last Friday night, June 28th. In the Outlaw Mini Mods, it was Logan Brown over Davis Royal. In the B-Modifieds, Ryan Wettstein over Christopher Deno. In the Pure Stocks, Brady Kronberg over Michael Wick. In the Sport Compacts, Nate Koopman over Dan Knish. In the Street Stocks, Corey Adams over Braden Brower. In the USRA B-Modifieds, it was Dustin Steinbrink over Cole Denner. And in the USRA 25-lap A-Main, Jacob Dale over Brandon Davis. Hancock County Speedway in Britt, Iowa was also racing last Friday night, June 28th, in the 20-lap Modified A-Main, J.J. Wise over Austin Wolf. In the B-Modifieds, Colby Fett over Doug Cook. In the Hobby Stocks, Tony Schmidt over Brandon Nielsen. In the Sport Compacts, Lucas Parsons over Oliver Monson. And in the Stock Cars, it was Heath Tulp over Rick Meese. Madison Speedway in Madison, Minnesota was racing last Saturday night, June 29th. In the A-Modified 16-lap A-Main, Jay Goodson over Brian Haben. In the B-Modifieds, Tanner Zweifel over Tony Knold. In the Economy Late Models, DJ Tesh over Jordan Talaxin. In the Sport Compacts, Daniel Harstad over Ian Jaden. In the Stock Cars, Josiah Martin over Cody Hatch. In the Street Stocks, Ross Biersick over Corey Dykoff. And in the Super Stocks, Ben Johnson over Braden Heidke. Deer Creek Speedway was also racing last Saturday night, June 29th. In the B-Modifieds, Brandon Jansen over Nick Kohler. In the Street Stocks, Dustin Doty over Zach Elward. In the Super Stocks, Neil Eckhart over Dexton Cook. In the USRA B-Mods, Jim Chisholm over Brandon Maitland. And in the USRA Modified 25-lap A-Main, Jacob Dale over Dustin Sorensen. Viking Speedway in Alexandria was also racing last Saturday night, June 29th. In the A-Modified A-Main, Travis Scherr over Dustin Bitson. In the B-Modifieds, it was Randy Lagg over Sean Olson. In the Super Late Models, Ryan Mickelson over Bryce Schward. In the Street Stocks, Jim Williams over Andrew Bangson. And in the Super Stocks, Jeff Krause over Trevor Scherer. The UMSS Sprint Car Series was at Cedar Lake Speedway last Saturday night, June 29th. In the 25-lap Winged A-Main, it was Harry Hansen over Gunnar Cummings. And in the 25-lap non-winged traditional Sprint Car A-Main, Cam Schaefer over Harry Hansen. Arlington Raceway in Arlington, Minnesota was also racing last Saturday night, June 29th. In the IMCA Hobby Stock A-Main, Jeb Treblehorn over Luke Treblehorn. In the IMCA Sport Compacts, Gavin Moss over Alex Dostal. In the IMCA Sport Mods, Kevin Kirk over Eric Larson. In the Modified A-Main, Brandon Beckendorf over Clint Hattelstead. In the Outlaw Hobby Division, Carl Hewitt Jr. over Kyron Porter. In the Sprint Car A-Main, Javin Osterman over Brett Allen. And in the stock cars, it was the number 9 of Dean Cornelius over Sean Bruns.
Dryer and grain handling equipment owners, International Steel Erectors and NASC Equipment are now scheduling preventative maintenance jobs to prepare you for a smoother fall harvest. Our experienced crews will do a preseason checkup on your grain legs, conveyors, air systems, augers, and other related equipment. Our dryer service program consists of checking augers, bearings, chains, belts, gas lines, gear oil, and cleaning the burner to ensure easy startups when harvest time is upon us. Call us at International Steel Erectors or NASCO Equipment today at 507-451-3448.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.